Good morning, everyone. The congregation is a little smaller than usual this morning. I don't quite know why, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This church year has been proclaimed as the Jubilee Year of Mercy by our Holy Father, and it is therefore deeply appropriate that all three of our readings today are concerned with the topic of forgiveness. They call us to repentance, and they suggest certain ways by which we can begin to realize the forgiveness of sins, both for ourselves and of others, in our own lives. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord tells us, "Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new." And this is perhaps the first and most difficult step in the process of forgiveness. To let go of the past. Of course, to let go of something, we first need to possess it. We need to remember the past, to confront our sins, and to ask forgiveness, and to repair the damage done as well as we can. But then, in all humility and with trust in God's mercy, we then need to let it go. We cannot undo the past, but we can prevent the past from poisoning our current relationships and our future life. And it is hope for the future which is of the utmost importance in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. But we need to realize that the reward which St. Paul is anticipating and working toward is not some vague, unspecified future. In fact, it is not an earthly goal or future at all. Rather, it is union with God in the kingdom of heaven. It is the fullness of peace and joy and that perfect love which will never end. We can look forward to this goal with complete confidence and security, not because of any human promises or preaching, but because Christ Jesus has risen from the dead. And through our faith, we can experience his rising in our own lives, and especially in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and in our communion with Christ, both sacramentally and spiritually. These two elements, then, looking back on the past with humility and acknowledgement of our own failures, and looking forward to the future with confidence and love, these two can give us the wisdom and compassion not only to forgive our enemies, but also to help others forgive. And we have a beautiful example of this in today's gospel story of the woman caught in adultery. From the legal point of view, it seems like a no-win situation. If Jesus lets the woman be stoned, he's cruel and unforgiving. But if he lets her go, he makes a mockery of the law and ignores moral standards. But Jesus neither applies the law nor disregards it. Instead, he goes deeper to the heart and the spirit of the law. He asks those who would apply the law and condemn the woman to first judge themselves. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And in that light, the light of God's true judgment, none of us is innocent. But while Jesus is compassionate, he does not condone the offense. He doesn't try to find excuses for the woman or pretend that adultery is not a sin. He simply forgives the past and points her toward the future. Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. These parting words of Jesus remind us that forgiveness is not about wiping the slate clean so we can go off and sin again. Nor is it simply about healing and learning to overcome the wrongs and injuries of the past. As I often tell penitents in the confessional, the grace of a good confession is not only the forgiveness of sins, but also the strength to do better in the future. Forgiveness gives us the strength to grow in the spiritual life, to master our lusts and selfishness, and to be united more deeply with Almighty God and with our brothers and sisters in the love of Christ. And so this Lent, as we reflect on our own failures, on the pains we have caused, and on the pains others have caused us, let us take heart and hope from the woman caught in adultery. May she remain for each of us a beautiful example of God's love and the power of forgiveness, which we are called to exercise and experience in our own lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.